All right, Tim, how you doing, buddy? Appetite for Construction Podcast.
I keep waiting for, now that we're into the holiday season, I'm waiting for you to break out like some of your favorite, you know, holiday songs to open up the podcast.
Ah, Tim, I just heard a slamming one by Scotty McCreary, a holiday song. You ever heard of Scotty McCreary? Scotty McCreary?
Yes, I do know who Scotty McCreary is, but off the top of my head, oh my, I'm not sure.
And look at, well, I, look at our guest is shaking his head in disdain.
So he grew up about 20 minutes from here.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, so Scotty is everywhere.
Wow. Look. Anyway, we should probably get into right to our guest. But, you know, on this podcast, one of the main things that we talk about a lot, and we can't stress it enough, is getting people into the trades, getting, you know, skilled labor into the trades, attracting you to the trades. And our next guest has a pretty freaking cool idea about how to do all that stuff. So, Tim, what do you think?
Let's bring him in.
All right, we'd like to welcome in Rich Camacho. He is the CEO and co-founder of Blue Recruit. Blue Recruit is based in Raleigh, North Carolina, home of Scotty McCreary. And they match blue-collar skilled workers to hiring companies based on experience and certifications desired by the hiring company. Rich, buddy, how you doing?
Hey, y'all. Great to see you. And yeah. Thanks so much for having me today.
Yeah, for sure. Before we get into your kind of your cool background and stuff, we saw you at the, what was it, Iowa
Build My Future
event. Remember that? That was a pretty cool event. Do you get to do a lot of those trade show kind of stuff, different events?
Yeah. So right now we are in definitely in the midst of what we call the trade show season. But we try to go out to Iowa every single year because it's absolutely incredible what they're doing out there. And it's really something that a state of their size has unquestionably taken the lead in you know, getting young people excited about the trades. And it's just absolutely incredible. I mean, we were there. There were thousands of young people, parents, teachers, coaches. Everyone was excited about it. And, you know, it's things like that that are really going to drive us forward.
So I Googled it recently, Build My Future, and St. Louis popped up. I think maybe it's branching off into different areas, or unless I might have put the wrong search term in. But so I'm hoping that this catches on and goes, you know, to different states. So.
Yeah, I've seen a couple pop up in they're definitely smaller than what goes on in Iowa every year. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's, I mean, obviously that's the goal, right?
Yeah. So, Tim, you are a former, well, not former, a veteran of the Army. Can you introduce Rich, his background and all his that's pretty cool
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it is. You know, Rich is a graduate of West Point, so I'm a little bit envious of that. But you've got a cattle ranching background with your family, and military service runs deep in your family's blood. You were an Army Black Hawk helicopter pilot. How cool is that, JP? He flew helicopters in the Army. Following your military service, you helped fellow veterans transition into corporate America while helping many of America's top companies. You recognized that there was certainly issues in the recruiting and areas that were had gone ignored. So you felt like there was a need for blue-collar workers, employers desperate for their talent. So this inspired you to create and currently lead the team there at Blue Recruit. So how do you go from flying Black Hawk helicopters in the Army to creating a digital platform that connects blue-collar skilled tradespeople with employers that are hiring into the skilled trade? Give us a little bit of that background.
Thanks. Thanks for that. You know, people ask me all the time, you know, what's my goal with this and, you know, what do I want to do after Blue Recruit? And I tell everyone exactly what I used to do. I want to have a cattle ranch in the middle of absolutely nowhere and never talk to anyone ever again. Like if I'm able to go back to cattle ranching and just hang out with my cows all day, boom, you know, mission accomplished. Yeah, no, the idea for Blue Recruit came around because, you know, I was leading sales and marketing for a nationwide recruiting company. And, you know, we would have companies all the time. We would send them a construction project manager. And they'd be like, hey, thanks so much for this. We also need some welders. You know, can you help us out with that? Like, I don't know where to find welders, but we'll send you another PM next month. And so this just kept happening over and over again. And eventually my father-in-law, he's retired now, but he had a couple body shops down in South Florida. And he calls me up one day. He's like, dude, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I'm trying to hire a painter for one of the shops. And I just keep getting resumes from house painters. He's like, that doesn't work. He's like, someone's not going to come out here and start rolling a car. It's a completely different set of skill sets. Mm-hmm. And so Gina, my co-founder, and I, we sat down. We're like, what's going on? And ultimately, it was like, oh, it's just running keyword searches. You know, it sees West Palm Beach. It sees $25 an hour. It sees painter. And it's sending business owners resumes. Mm-hmm. And obviously, it's because they don't understand the trades. And so that's why we ultimately built a platform that we jokingly say we're like Match.com for plumbers. You know, yeah. the dating app world obviously works. It's funny. I've been married longer than dating apps have been around. So I've never actually been on one, but apparently that's how we work. And so we're like, hey, why not kind of copy something that obviously works?
It works because that's where I met my wife on a dating app, Tim. You know, Tinder. No, it was
Match. Farmers Only?
It was what?
Farmers Only?
Yeah. No, it was the old Match.com. I don't even know if that's still around anymore, but the blueprint works, right? Like it's...
Why break it? And hey, if it's working for all these folks... I do like to tell people like we're more like Bumble or Match.com, you know, quality first dates, not Tinder. You know, go to Craigslist if you're trying to find a Tinder employee.
So when you came out of the military, did you kind of have this idea of like transitioning military people into the trades? Was that kind of an impetus for it? Not
at all.
Okay.
Never. It was never even a thought. Mm-hmm. I was actually trying to get a job myself, and just so happened that the owner of this recruiting company, years prior, I was a groomsman in his now son-in-law's wedding. Mm-hmm. And so when I was going through the process of getting a job, he's like, hey, you know, it seems like you can sell. You want to come be a salesman for me? I'm like, yeah, okay. So it was pretty much the easiest transition I could have had. And then, you know, one thing led to another. And 4 years later, went ahead and launched Blue Recruit.
I've read somewhere where you said that your military background really created kind of the values that you wanted for this organization and were key factors in contributing to the early success of Blue Recruit. Expand on that a little bit. Cause I mean, most of us, I mean, look, I understand what that means. I think I still carry those values around with me every day. And I've been out of the military for 30 years. Share a little bit of what that means to you.
You know, I think when it comes to values, it's that, I think one thing we see a lot of, we're in the skilled trades business, but it's funny. I ride the line between the skilled trades industry and tech. I'll say that I definitely don't get along and don't definitely socially merge too well with my tech counterparts, definitely more on the skilled trade side. But I think one thing that we see a lot of problems, you know, turn on the news and I'm sure you're going to see it, a story about it is a lack of discipline. And, you know, in the tech world, you know, people are spending money like it's, you know, growing on trees, like they're running for Congress or something. And, you know, us in the trades, we understand how important, you know, conserving resources, utilizing resources importantly is. And so I think discipline is a big one. But one thing that I always like to tell folks that are thinking about starting a company or going down the entrepreneurial path is that when it comes time to start hiring employees, I think one of the biggest challenges that we see is that, especially when it comes to a veteran trying to start a company, is, you know, in the military, we learn something called implied task. You know, when your commander tells you, hey, go take that hill. Well, there's like 10 things that have to go into the process of taking that hill. And that's just, you know, how we're bred in. Okay, you tell me to go take the hill. Well, I got to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G in order to go take the hill. Hey, I got to go grab some ammo before I run up there like an idiot. And civilians don't know about implied tasks. And so that's always been one of my biggest challenges is I'll tell, you know, a team member of ours, hey, go do this. And it doesn't work out. And guess what? I can't really be mad at him or her. It's on me because, you know, dummy over here didn't give those instructions. And I didn't explain that fully. So that's always a challenge that I see with veterans.
I understand what a target acquisition plan is because I create a lot of those in my day. So you probably do as well. So a little bit back on the military values. So you mentioned earlier your technology company. How did you how did you create a platform, differentiate it from what we see? I think most would, you know, you think of Indeed or Glassdoor or even LinkedIn as ways in which a lot of people in industries get job. How did you want to differentiate that other than just being for the trades?
Yeah. So, you know, it's nothing special if you just create LinkedIn for HVAC techs. Like, cool. You just created a subdivision of a brand. And, you know, LinkedIn is absolutely amazing. I use it every single day on our business development side. It's absolutely horrendous if you're trying to hire a welder. That's not where welders live. So what we tried to do was, okay, what do skilled workers need? They need something that's mobile first. Skilled workers aren't sitting at a desktop computer during the day. They're on the field. So we need to make something that they can utilize from their phones, from their tablets. Email usage is significantly further down in the skilled trade industry than it is in, you know, more traditional white collar roles. So we said, hey, you know what? We're going to make everything text based because 99.1% of text messages are read within 3 minutes. Not the case with emails at all. And ultimately, we said, what matters in the skilled trades? And it's certifications and licensing. You know, either you're a master plumber or you're not. And if you're not, then guess what? You can't even be on this job site. You can't even take this contract. And so that's why we said, you know, Joe, my father-in-law, his prom was painter. You know, house painter, iCar certified auto painter. Two very different things. He needs the iCar guys. And so that's why we have an ever-growing database of certifications, licenses. Right now, it's about 37,000 of them. And so when you need to hire somebody with A, B, and C certification, you click A, B, and C, you know, Minneapolis paying $45 an hour. And then Job Seeker says, I've got A, B, and C. And then that's how we're able to match the two. So that's kind of like the whole match.com thing. And then we make everything mobile first, text message based, and just making it super easy for both employers and job seekers to communicate.
Yeah, so we're talking about Blue Recruit. Take us through the process. How does a tradesperson or a company looking to hire, how do they do that, and vice versa? How does someone that's interested, tell us about Blue Recruit, you know, the nuts and bolts of it.
If you're a job seeker, if you're out there in the industry right now, you've been working 5, 10, 15 years. I tell people this all the time. There's no such thing as an unemployed electrician in America right now. If you are, like, dude, I go read a newspaper. Everybody needs you. Don't go read a newspaper. I don't know where you'd even find a newspaper. But go read Mechanical Hub's podcast. Type in on Google, Blue Recruit. It's going to take you right to the site. You'll be able to sign up from your phone in about 5 minutes. Let us know, hey, I'm in construction. I'm a plumber. Select your certifications. Tell us what kind of compensation you require, what part of the country you want to work. Maybe you're relocating right now. Obviously, it's a lot easier to relocate when you already have that job locked down. And you'll be able to knock it out in about 5 minutes. And then if you're on the employer side, rather than writing a whole bunch of job posts and paying to post them everywhere, you just go onto Blue Recruit. You create a company profile. And again, in about 10 minutes, you'll be able to create a profile, run a search, see who's actively available right now for work. And if someone is of interest to you, you just reach out to them. One thing we definitely wanted to do was have an active platform because it doesn't make sense to just store a whole bunch of people's information. No one just wants to get spammed with random job posts, and no employer wants to reach out to people who aren't looking for work. So our platform is totally live. And then once that connection's made, they can go ahead and live chat, video chat, all on the platform, just like if you're talking to somebody like on FaceTime. And one thing that we really like is right now we've got over 600 trade schools across the US and Canada that use us to place their students, their graduates with employers. We also recently became Skills USA's official recruiting partner. So, you know, hundreds of thousands of kids across the country, incredible training that happens now in the CTE programs across, you know, high schools, junior colleges. And so, just really excited to keep spreading the word out there and make it easier for these folks to launch brand new careers. And then, you know, folks that are already in industry to find better opportunities.
Now, you're not just in the plumbing and HVAC and electrical markets. You're in multiple trade industries, correct?
Yep. You know, it's funny. We launched our platform March 2020. I don't know if y'all remember. There's a little bit something going on in March 2020. We actually went live about a week and a half before it was like, wait, why is COVID telling me I shouldn't go to work? you know, I thank God that we made this decision where we decided, you know what, we're not just going to go, you know, kind of silo ourselves into construction or into one particular trade. We're going to do everything. So we support 16 different skilled trade industries, 137 different trades. And what's been really cool, what we've seen is folks, a lot of times certifications are transferable across industries and people would never even think that. And so, you know, maybe, you know, one industry is down right now. Another one is booming. Folks can go ahead and make that transition and carry their certifications. And, you know, oftentimes, take a diesel mechanic. I'm sure most diesel mechanics wouldn't even think of applying to a water purification job, but turns out it's almost the identical same certifications across those two industries. So it just opens up more opportunities for both employers and job seekers.
So you mentioned March 2020. You know, tradespeople at that time were considered essential and they kept working. Some people increased business, you know, some people were a little nervous at first, but, you know, launching that company, was it, I even hate to say it, was COVID kind of a blessing to you? Would it help your business?
Yeah, I've asked like PR companies how I say that. Like, oh, COVID's the greatest thing that could have ever happened to me. Yeah. Like, not exactly the best thing you want to say, yeah, but hey, exactly. You know, there's winners and losers in every market, right? If you're running a wedding venue, not a good market. If you're supporting the trades, yeah, it really was the time to really prove that a platform like this is necessary. But what I think our industry as a whole gained most from COVID, you hit it, JP. Like everyone now acknowledges, no one's going to tell the plumber, oh, you're a plumber because you couldn't cut it in high school because you couldn't get into college. Like, oh, actually, you're making $160,000 a year and working the hours that you want to work, et cetera, et cetera. But what I think it really did was show a lot of young people that never would have been exposed to that, that they now understand that these trades are great opportunities. And we're seeing that right now with yep. college admissions. You know, traditional four-year schools are at some of their lowest points ever.
Yep.
But our trade school partners, it's absolutely insane the admissions that they're getting right now. And, you know, we were just up in Canada last week for a big convention between trade schools of the U.S. and Canada. And it's a booming time for the trades industry.
Yeah, it's. I think maybe I've mentioned this before, but one of our friends, his son is in, he's my son's age. He's a sophomore in high school. He knows what yeah. he wants to do. He knows he's getting in the trades. He has it planned out. And his dad is like, in 5 years, he's even making more money than I've ever made. And that's, I mean, that's a pretty cool thing to think about, right?
Yeah.
This Appetite for Construction podcast is brought to you in part by PERC, the Propane Education and Research Council. Propane is the energy for everyone, especially construction pros. It's a single clean energy source that can meet your project's performance, safety, and resilience goals while maintaining efficiency and lowering costs. See how propane can help meet your project's needs by visiting propane.com now. Propane. It's the energy for everyone.
Rich, what's the biggest pain points you see in today's challenges for both those looking for jobs or those hiring skilled trades employees?
You know, we've all heard the, oh, young people don't want to work, yada, yada, yada. There's no one available. I always like to point to a quote that I found from Socrates, where he's basically just, you know, going berserk on how terrible young people are. They don't stand up for their parents. They don't say yes, sir, yes, ma'am to their teachers. And it's just going down the list, right? And then at the end of the quote, you realize, you know, you would think it's somebody, you know, going on a rant on the evening news, but in reality, it's Socrates from, you know, thousands of years ago. And you're like, oh, okay. So, you know, old people, we've always thought this way about kids. Clearly, when you look at the data right now, like with trade schools, young people are very interested in our industry. And I think the biggest challenge we're seeing, and we're doing incredible strides as an industry in letting people know about the incredible intrinsic and financial benefits of the trades, but we just got to continue to do that. But on the employer side, I think our biggest challenge right now is people not adjusting to how young people want to communicate. We see so many times, like on Blue Recruit, a company and a job seeker will connect and they start talking on there. And then out of nowhere, the hiring manager or the owner says, hey, go ahead and email me your resume. why? Like, you're having a great conversation. You've already determined this person has the certifications, the skill sets that you need, but now you want a resume?
Yeah.
Like, stop. It's not 1987 anymore. Bring this person into the shop, finish out the interview, and hire them. You know, it's all about speed. Let's stop relying on outdated, unnecessary bureaucratic steps.
What about faxing, like, you know, your resume over?
JP, I never once in my life sent a fax. I was talking, having this conversation with my wife like a week ago. I was like, if someone held a gun to my head and like, send this fax or I'm going to shoot you, I'm like, I don't know if I could.
Yeah, you're right, though. Like, why we're having a conversation, why do I have to revert back? I have to step back, go back to my computer, send an email, and then start over again? That doesn't mm-hmm. make much sense to me, but yeah.
I saw a, you know, thankfully they got rid of this. I'm not going to name the name, but I saw a customer of ours that their system used to be, they had a printable PDF on their website that they were asking people to print off, fill out, and then they had a mailing address. I have a, you know, they're a customer, I want to help them out, but I need to ask them at one point, like, did anyone ever do that? And if though, like, they might be a serial killer. Like, I would never hire somebody who went through that process. But I mean, that's just, it blows my mind when I see things like that.
It's funny, Tim, we're talking about this, but Mechanical Hub, part of the thought process when we started Mechanical Hub was, do you remember like in the magazines when you would like, oh yeah, they have a circle number and you would like type in a circle number on a card that you would pull out from a magazine, you would mail it in, and like 6 days later you get product information. I'm like, there's product information, like you can just click a link and it's there within 5 minutes. You know what I mean? So that was kind of to your point, Rich. You know, technology and the way things are can be streamlined so much easier than, you know, the way we used to do stuff.
What's on the horizon for Blue Recruit? I know you had some new product rollout last week or 2 weeks ago. Share a little bit about that. And I want to get a little bit more in depth with some partnership talk.
Yeah, no. So we're super pumped right now. Since we started the company, Gina and I always thought, you know, one day we're going to make like a Blue career, a one-stop shop where anybody that says, hey, you know what? I heard plumbers can make a lot of money. How do I become a plumber? How do I get started into this? We always wanted to do it. Thankfully, we fell back on our discipline and said, you know, let's just prove one model first, then we'll grow that. And if we get to the point where we're mature enough, we'll go ahead and expand. And we're just super thankful. We have a partnership with a company called EBSCO. It's one of those massive companies that no one's ever heard of. JP, you mentioned your son in high school. He's probably taken a whole bunch of state tests, SAT preps, things like that. Turns out they're the company that produces all that stuff. And so if we've ever taken any kind of a certification board, gone to your library, gone to a library at school, it's their products. You know, as the world's largest provider of information outside of the internet, the partnership with them made sense. So we released the product. We called it Blue Career. Thankfully, we bought the domain 4 years ago when we first had the idea. But it's just a really cool product. It's going to eventually be available in 38 state libraries, 10 Canadian provinces, a lot of prison systems, workforce development programs across the country. And really, it allows somebody to that maybe they've just heard the trades are a great place to launch a career. They can go in there, take assessments, figure out what trades might make sense for them. They can take online courses, online video training. If a trade school makes sense, we'll connect them with a trade school. We'll connect them with scholarships. Or if they're, you know, they're already in the trades, they wanted to find another opportunity, they got that route. Maybe a career changer, someone like in MySpace that's in tech and realizes, hey, tech sucks. I want to go be an electrician. they can take that route. And so we're just really excited because, you know, it's going to provide a very easy avenue for hundreds of thousands of folks every single year to get into the trades. And, you know, at the end of the day, Blue Recruit won't exist 10 years from now if we don't find ways of upskilling people, of training folks. So this is just a really cool way of continuing to expand the industry as a whole.
We're lucky enough, Mechanical Hub Media is lucky enough to be a partner with Blue Recruit. We want to do everything we can to help promote the site, to connect those hiring or those seeking jobs in the trades, and we're doing our part with our websites and helping promote Blue Recruit, working with you on content development throughout the year. So we're looking forward to a lot of that. But you've got relationships and partnerships with companies like Angie. How do those partnerships work? And share a little insight on that.
Our business is completely basically based and dependent on our partnerships. I'm a huge believer that, especially in the skilled trade industries, that no one, solution is going to solve the problems that we have. No one voice is going to, motivate everybody to go become a diesel mechanic. It's just not going to happen. So it's all about partnerships and finding ways to work together. So it's interesting. We don't even at our company, we don't have a sales team. I'm sure you get 15 emails every single day from random software companies. Hey, check out this platform. It's awesome. We don't do any of that. Instead, what we do is we focus on getting job seekers into Blue Recruit. And then what we do is we integrate with industry leaders throughout the skilled trades. You mentioned Angie. We live on the Angie site. We're the recruiting tool. And so when a Angie Pro is on there, buying more leads or doing whatever it is they have to do on Angie, when they need to hire, they can click on Blue Recruit and hire the talent they need. We have similar things like with Jobber up in Canada, with Next Insurance. You're buying contractors insurance, well, you also need to hire. And so that's really how we've grown our business is with our partnerships. And we're really excited. Next year, we're actually started a new process. We're going to be doing it with Angie at the International Builder Show. We're actually going to have live hiring events at the Angie booth. And so someone's there, visiting at the Angie booth, and they can go ahead and run a live search and hire talent.
But Angie, what happened to her list? Is it just Angie now?
We don't talk about that. Okay. I have like a 15-page NDA. I don't talk about that.
What? John, it's JP, it's like Fight Club.
I have no idea why. Angie Hicks is still in the company.
Yep.
I think it was just a total rebrand.
I know. I was trying to look it up, but it wouldn't open for some reason. But anyway, I'm digressing. Hey, Rich, I got to ask it. Do you have any cool stories about being a Black Hawk pilot, or a story you could share?
Yeah, I was going to say the what's it called? Like when you can't be like brought up on charges anymore for amount of time.
Oh boy, here we go.
I think one of the cool things, I used to have aviation is really interesting because there's officers, everyone, when you think of the military, you think of officers and enlisted folks. There's also something called warrant officers. And these are guys and gals that all they do is fly. They're officers, but they don't really have like the paperwork responsibility of officers. They just get the cool parts of being an officer, mm-hmm. but they don't have to do like all the actual work that enlisted and folks and sergeants and stuff have to do. So it's really like the best of all worlds. But also warrant officers basically do whatever they want. Like they're in their own world, and that's just the way it is. They're like the varsity football players of the Army. And so I had one particular guy, I'll just call him BW. And he was super young, great pilot, but he was always in trouble, just always, always in trouble. But he figured out a way to basically, this is dating me, obviously. He figured out a way to wire his iPod into the company-wide radio system for all of our Blackhawks. And so he would basically, he called it Viper Radio, and he would play his iPod over all of our helicopters.
That's awesome.
But then he figured out a way so that when someone actually talked on the radio was shut off. So it was super safe. Yeah. But now we had, in-flight entertainment built in. And I'm sure that completely, Sikorsky would never have covered the warranty.
They call that now. They call it, he's got an aux.
Yeah.
He had aux for all the helicopters. That's so cool.
But he did it like 14 years ago.
Yeah. Oh my God. So, Rich, how do people learn more about Blue Recruit? Tell me, how do they learn more about it?
BlueRecruit.com. We're on y'all's website. You're on ours. So that's part of the whole partnership thing of how we all get better. We're on all the social medias, except for Threads. We're still on it, but I don't get it. I don't get Threads.
Okay. I'm glad that you said that. Because there's so much pushback on Twitter and how, why do we need Twitter and let's not use Twitter. But then Threads, it's the same thing. isn't it?
It was cool for like 3 days.
Yes, exactly. All right, that's my rant on
that. It's too much.
Yeah.
I will say the best threads, is it called the thread? The best one I ever saw, one of our partners, Angie, someone asked, what's the difference between threads and Twitter or X, whatever it's called now? And their response was, legal doesn't know about threads yet. Like, yeah. And it was cool for like 3 days. Now legal knows and it's not cool anymore.
Yeah. Well, thanks for jumping on and sharing the story about Blue Recruit. And
it's cool, a great, man. It's a
BlueRecruit.com.
It's a great asset for the industry. If you're a job seeker looking to transition to a new job or to get into multiple service industry work, skilled trades, go to BlueRecruit.com. If you're looking to hire somebody, use it. It's a great, great tool. I like the Match.com aspect too. It's
apparently we're like Bumble.
Bumble, okay.
That's the quality one. Yeah.
Oh.
But I'd never heard of it. I was explaining it to somebody, and a 23-year-old female was like, "Oh, so you like Bumble?" I was like, "Okay, please explain." And turns out, we're Bumble.
Oh, that's good then, right?
Yep.
So, all right. Well, thanks, Rich, for jumping on. We appreciate it, and we'll keep working together. That's for sure.
Thanks, y'all.
Thanks, Rich.
Have a great day.
Hey, say hi to Scotty McCrary for me, too.